You are listening to the Who Cares News for Monday, May 4th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Well, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm all right.
A little bit of all right. I'm great.
A little bit of all right.
Went driving around, went for a big long drive with Mrs. Boss yesterday. Went all over Hollywood.
Yeah, I hear that.
We
yes.
went to the cemetery.
The Hollywood Forever.
Yeah, but apparently a buddy of mine was there yesterday too, and he posted pictures Facebook this morning, and he found all the good graves. We didn't get out and walk around. We just drove through.
So he got out.
Yeah. He got pictures of Don Adams' grave and Judy Garland's grave.
Just a bunch.
Yeah. We saw Mickey Rooney's grave, not in the same spot. And a memory of Toto, the dog. I'm not sure if this is a Tiger King influence, but another sign of people going mildly crazy during the quarantine. Apparently, Google searches for how to cut a mullet have gone up 124%. Since we started staying at home.
You know, before this all came around, I told you, I don't know, it was probably, it was pre-Tiger King.
Yeah.
Not long pre-Tiger King.
Yeah, yeah.
But I even told you, one day the mullet was going to come back.
Well, it's scary, but it might have. Also, searches for how to cut men's hair are up 632%. So maybe a lot of guys are thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe if I'm going to have my significant other cut my hair, it's going to turn out terrible no matter what.
Men are the ones that are having problems with the hair.
I'm kind of okay with a mullet if it's like, I don't know, Billy Ray Cyrus's mullet, but not like a Joe.
No, that's disgusting. Especially with the dye job and stuff. No.
Anyway, all right, it's time for the Who Cares News. Graveyards and all. What's going on?
Men always complain about this. Oh, women have to get your hair done. But they're the ones that are babies about this whole hair thing. Anyway, Kate Beckinsale, your girl.
My girl, Kate.
Your little girlfriend that you in your head. Yeah. Kate Beckinsale thinks Goody Grace is the perfect quarantine boyfriend.
What, the guy that she's got doing her lawn? No, I'm kidding. Right. I'm kidding. The little boy down the street. Mrs. Beckinsale, can I mow your lawn, please?
It's not too far off from that, is it?
Well, it reminds me of that song called Stacy's Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, they're just saying.
Yeah.
Stacy's Mom's got it going on.
What?
All I'm saying.
Source tells people that Kate finds her new boyfriend, and I quote, very mature, smart, and creative.
He's 12, right? He's 12. he's 12. What the hell is that all about? Good God.
It's funny. All right, so now let's put this into perspective, though.
Yeah.
Kate is the leading celeb cougar.
Yep, she is.
And has no problem with dating boy toys half of her age.
Unfortunately.
Or more.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the under 30 set anyway.
Yeah.
Because we know that...
She had a 30-year-old boyfriend a couple of years ago. Then dumped him.
Yeah.
Because he was too old for her.
Too old.
I mean, I don't know if that was the reason, but all indicators point towards that.
Well, there hasn't been anybody else that's been 30 now,
is there? No, there hasn't. No. Nope. She gets rid of him before 30.
That first digit has to be a 2.
Has to be a 2.
Be a 2.
Legally, a 1 at 18, I think she could get away with that as well. And you know what they say about a man's sexual peak is at 18, and it's all downhill from there. And I'm thinking this is why she's getting younger and younger. You know, Davidson was 26. Uh-huh. This guy's how old? Is he 20?
I'm getting
19,
there.
19? 12?
There.
How old is he?
22.
20. Well, okay. See. Okay. I rest my case. He's 4 years past his prime, but he's still
just 4 though.
Only 4.
Yeah.
Not 10. Not 12.
Right.
Not 20. Yeah.
She found someone who's legal to drink.
Right. Oh yeah. She can like.
Because otherwise
she'd take all kinds of crap for plowing him.
Oh my.
Plowing him with liquor.
Sakes.
Yeah.
She's 46.
God, but she's. I don't know. I'm not gonna say it. She's one fine 46. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
She is one fine 46.
Yeah, as you can imagine, Goody is social distancing with Kate at her California home.
Of course he is. What else has he got to do, 22-year-old?
Not a damn thing.
But hang out with Kate.
Nothing. Maybe he's got nothing else he needs to be doing.
Maybe they're, you know, canoodling there in the, in the great room. Maybe they're cooking meals together. Maybe they're doing laundry and folding towels together. I mean,
okay, I got
this
is what
people do in the quarantine, right?
Well, I got a little message for Goody.
What's that?
Oh, good old Goody. Goody the Canadian pop star.
Yeah. Okay. What's that?
Now, maybe he's making some money as a Canadian pop star.
Yeah, maybe.
But Goody, while you're there, you're not paying rent. You're not paying for food.
Yeah. No,
so you need to save your allowance so that when she dumps you...
You got a little left over.
Got a little nest egg of your...
Save for a rainy day, Goody. Save for a rainy day.
I wonder what he does for an allowance.
Well, I mean,
because she probably gives him.
Yeah, I'm sure she does. Yeah.
All right, Kelly.
You know, this part of the podcast can't go on air. This will have to be in the raw online version. We're talking about... all this shit. We can't put this on air.
So, why?
Well, because, you know, we're talking about innuendo. I mean, we're suggesting things. We're saying things that are probably a little too racy for our radio audience. But by golly, you're listening to the podcast. No. What he does for the allowance. You're listening to the podcast.
I didn't suggest any sort of thing.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying this is an extended version of the Who Cares News.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
This is the uncut. The uncut.
Hey, Kelly Clarkson, she's shaking her head along with everyone else stuck at home in quarantine during the coronavirus pandemic.
Look, I've been watching, the Wayfair commercials with her on it. I'm ready for a new set, but I think they got caught not producing them before the quarantine. I'm sure there's another set of Kelly Clarkson Wayfair commercials. The one that's on is kind of cute. Sort of cute.
There's a couple.
But I'm ready for a new one. Because she's not, is she doing her show, you know, from her house?
Yeah.
Is she? Okay, so she's doing the show from the house. Okay. Wonder if she's got makeup and stuff.
No. I don't know. You know what? I don't know. I don't think she's doing a whole show, no. She's doing clips. I mean, she's doing things.
She's doing stuff on YouTube. Yeah, I don't
Lots
think anybody's.
Of bits.
Yeah. I mean.
They're cute.
Are they? Okay. I haven't
just
seen
guess.
Them. Yeah. So she's stuck at home. Again, she's stuck at, we're all stuck at home. She's stuck, you know, Kelly Clarkson's stuck at home. And what's it like to be Kelly Clarkson and stuck at home?
Well, if...
Mom of two.
Yeah, especially... Wife. Well, she's shaking her head.
Mm-hmm.
Because we haven't... Because of the news, it's riddled with yet another thing to worry about in 2020.
What's that?
Murder hornets.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. Man, I gotta just stay in. To heck with it. I was going to work on my tan this summer. I'm not about to do that. I heard all about these things.
Do you think they're going to think you're a honeybee?
No, they do attack people. 50,
yeah, they're huge.
50 people in Japan every year die from these damn things.
They're huge.
I know. They're like 2 inches long. I mean, if you see something 2 inches long flying around, get your ass in the house.
Yeah.
Close the damn windows.
Yes.
Get
and
your
then
ass
the
in the house.
And then hide behind furniture so we can see you. Because it's going to know you're there.
I know.
Okay.
So Clarkson's doing her thing. She's home. Yep. She's worried about the quarantine. She's about to pull her hair out. And then there's the damn murder hornets. Sounds about right.
So then her dryer is broken. And she jokes she's
of
been...
all the things.
Right.
Your damn dryer's broke.
She says she's been forced to hang her laundry outside to dry.
Oh, no.
Like I'm living in Dr. Quinn medicine woman times.
When was the last time you hung your clothes out to dry? Now, you've had a broken... We've all had a week or so where,
you betcha.
You know, the dryer's been broke.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
We would drive to the laundromat.
I've been watching the My Self-Reliance guy in Canada, that's been living off the grid for 3 years on YouTube. And they got an old washer from... I don't know where. It's manual. So they've got a lever that when they pull on it, push it back, it makes the agitator in the tub roll around. And then, of course, they wring out their clothes. But then they hang them in the cabin.
They ring them out by hand?
They ring them out. No, they got a ringer.
Oh, okay. So, yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
A crank ringer.
Yes.
I'm talking, my grandma had one of those. Wow. And they wash the stains out on a washboard. But they're hanging their clothes because it's like usually snowing where they are.
Uh-huh.
You can't dry your clothes.
No.
Snow, you can only freeze them.
No.
So
no,
you hang
see
them in
a
the.
Bear wearing your flannel. That's
I
really weird.
I that. It's Yogi Bear all over again. So anyway, Kelly's obviously having an issue with drying the clothes.
Yep.
You know, and of course, you don't want the Maytag repairman in your house. He might have the crumbs. Right?
Right.
You don't want to, I don't want to call it. If I've got a thing that's broke in my house, we close the door. Like if the bathroom's broke, we close the door. Don't go in there. About 2 years, we're going to have
yellow
the,
tape across the door.
Yes. We're going to have the repairman out in about 2 years mm-hmm. after we've all been vaccinated, and then we'll get that fixed. Until then, stay out. Stay out.
Oh, the things that will, the murder hornets might take up residence
exactly.
in
exactly.
your closed bathroom.
Oh, my God.
That might be headquarters for murder hornets.
Stop it.
All right. So
there's no laughing matter. Murder hornets are real.
They are real.
They are
I'm
real.
I'm really worried for our honeybees.
I am. I am too, actually. But you know what? I'm reminded of the Hunger Games and those stupid little, what do they call them? They call them the something jackets that were these little computerized hornets that went and stung you, and when they stung you, they filled you with your worst nightmares and
ew.
Haunted you forever. Yeah, yeah.
Ew.
Hunger Games. I think it was in the second one.
Ew.
I should binge watch those movies again. Nothing to watch but 27 hours of Star Wars today. Anyway.
There's worse things to do.
But I'm just torn. Where to start? Do you start with four? Do you skip one, two, and three?
If you're going to do it, if
and what
you're
about Solo?
It.
What about Solo? Wasn't that bad. All right, that's going to do it for us today. We've overstayed our welcome by a long damn shot. You know who's got a dryer? And you know Kelly might want to look her up is Halle Berry.
Shut the front door.
She's not hanging her laundry out to dry. I'm telling you what.
You'd like
might
to
be
see her laundry
hanging something
outside.
Else out to dry. But all right, that's
Kelly's,
it for us today.
Yeah, Kelly says her laundry flew away with the wind.
Oh, I have a story about wind. Anyway, we have no time. Back tomorrow. Enjoy. May the 4th be with you.
May
enjoy
the 4th
Star Wars
be
Day.
With you.
And be ready for Cinco de Mayo.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Wrong movie.
I know.
Out of here. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you can care less about. No, never mind. That's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.